You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Children eat worms and bugs and all sorts of things when they crawl in around.
The Wire.
Amidst a cost of living crisis and subsequent drops in consumer spending, it's no surprise that small businesses in Aotearoa are going through tough times at the moment. Data from the Ministry of Business, Innovation and Employment has shown that company liquidations were up by 40% in the first 8 months of 2024 compared to the same figures from last year, and that the economic climate in Aotearoa has been compared by many experts to the 2008 financial crisis. I spoke to Antje Fiedler, a senior lecturer at the University of Auckland and director of the Small Enterprise Association of Australia and New Zealand, to discuss the impacts small businesses have been experiencing amidst a cost of living crisis and the current economic climate. So, to start off, how have small businesses been faring in New Zealand at the moment?
So, for most of the small businesses, it has been a challenging environment. And you could say why we are all facing the same storm, we are not in the same boat. So, of course, some sectors, such as technology, they are still doing well, but there are some sectors that have been hit very hard, such as hospitality, construction, but also retail. And those that have been hit, they have been hit very hard. So it's not about the averages. Some have been affected very badly, and they're not like large firms, so they suffer silently. And you have to understand that they are strongly embedded in the local community with a lot of pride. And I want you just to imagine for a moment, if you work for a company, you have all your shares in that company, your savings, and the family home and your retirement fund, and that company now suffers. Just imagine how that would feel. And I also imagine that your family members might also work in the same business. So for many, that situation at the moment is very bad.
So what are the factors that have been causing small businesses to face the conditions that they're experiencing at the moment?
So there are different factors, but I say there are two key factors that really affect small businesses. One of them is the cost of living crisis, and that affects consumer confidence. If you look at surveys from banks like ANZ and Westpac, customer confidence has been grim for about 2 years now, and that is longer than during the global financial crisis. But then we also have a cost of doing business crisis. So cost of wages, material, compliance costs, rents, also costs for capital, they all went up. And small businesses, they can't pass on these costs to customers. And that's very different from large firms that are active in more markets, and they also have maybe pricing power to pass it on to customers. But small businesses, they can't do it. And what happens is that they may engage in underquoting, so just to get some business into the door. And there's basically a tendency for ruinous competition. So you have a drop in demand that also leads to increases in supply. And what owners do, they maybe work long hours, and they cut back on money they take out of business. So overall, for many of these businesses, the kettle burns from both ends.
Has there been a change in consumer spending patterns that might have impacted small businesses?
So the cost of living crisis forces most people to save. And it's fundamentally also a crisis of cost of housing. And what happens is that they delay high-value purchases. So people wouldn't buy an expensive car, they wouldn't buy a new TV, and they maybe don't do that overseas holidays. But they also try to repair rather than to replace. So of course, if you're in the repair business, it's positive for your business, but for retail, it's difficult. And there are also some shifting patterns that affect some small businesses more than others. So consumers, they maybe don't go out for fine dining, but they do a takeaway meal on a Friday night. Or maybe they cut down on services, so they would do their own lawn mowing or stretch out a haircut or quit the gym. So yes, these are kind of some examples to show how it could impact small businesses.
Is there anything that can be done to boost consumer spending at the moment?
That's the million-dollar question, and I don't really have the answer for that. I think there are two ways to look at it. So one way is to save our way out of the current situation. So that's what we did in the past. But we can also try to outgrow the crisis, and that requires to look outward and build confidence. And I think the government at the moment is doing some good steps. So what they are doing, they invest in construction, they try to boost tourism, which had been on the decline, and they also, they try to maintain a positive net migration, even so projections are also going down. And that's all positive for consumer spending on small businesses. But what I want to say is that our sequence might not have been perfect. So what we have done, we have focused on saving first, and now we try to outgrow the current crisis. But expectations are contagious. And I think it's really hard to get confidence back, and I think it will be a long way to do so.
Have the recent public sector cuts had an impact on small businesses as well?
So again, I think that will vary. Of course, for many small businesses, the government is an important customer, and those will be affected, but there will also be regional differences. I think in Wellington will be harder affected compared to Auckland when you have cuts in public services. Also, government support is critical. So as I said, I think SMEs that have certain objectives like that maybe try to innovate, they need some sort of government support. So it depends on what sector you operate. But yes, overall, I would say it affects them.
Can you tell us how recent changes to interest rates have possibly had an impact on small businesses?
Again, it's a good question. I think the interest rates, they of course will lift the mood for businesses. But it's not the real key. I think the key is really to lift confidence. And it doesn't really mean when you have lower interest rates that immediately will raise expectations and confidence. There are many contexts like Japan or the European Union where you had low interest rates for a long time, but you didn't really get a big boost. So for small businesses, what has happened is that they have, in a way, taken on extra debt. They maybe have taken out some money out of the house. And now when the interest rates come down, they first have to rebalance again before they can, in a way, make more ambitious investments. And the same is for consumers. So I think the lower interest rates, they will be good, but they are not necessarily the short-term savior, as we first really need to change perception about the future.
And that was Antje Fiedler from the University of Auckland talking to us about the impacts to small businesses caused by the current economic climate.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.